Call the Senate Finance Committee to order. It's Wednesday, April 27th. It's 1:55 p.m. Please silence all cell phones. Present today are Co-Chair Stedman, this afternoon Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Olson, Senator Wilikowski, Senator Wilson, and myself, Chair Bishop. Today, Senator Hoffman will be joining us in a bit. I'd like to thank our support staff, Mr. Jake Morris over there. Good. Today's agenda, SB 164 capital budget. Our intention is to consider a committee substitute, set an amendment deadline, and set the bill aside. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 164, version 32-GS-2436-W, before the committee as our working document.
Thank you, and I'll object for purposes of discussion. Mr. Grusendorf, please join us at the table. And please start our presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Cody Grusendorf. I'm staff to Senator Bishop in the Senate Finance Committee. I'm going to walk you through the explanation of changes from version B to version W. To start out with a general overview, this work draft incorporates all the capital items that were in the governor's Senate Bill 241. That's the infrastructure bill that he released. I will highlight some of the changes that we made from that bill in a minute. This budget also includes a cooperative plan for the Coronavirus Capital Project Funds projects. These were the monies appropriated by or authorized by ARPA for the state to use with specific guidelines. And in this work draft, you'll also find legislative reappropriations. So for a fiscal summary, this budget proposes to spend a total of $706.9 million UGF. And if you incorporate all funds, it's $3.15 billion. Now to talk about some of the infrastructure bill changes, that's Senate Bill 241 that's now incorporated in Senate Bill 164. The first two changes were items that we moved to the operating budget that's already occurred. We moved the infrastructure office and the IT 24/7 monitoring and threat hunting. We increased the grant to the Alaska Municipal League to $1.5 million. We allocated the Wildlife Management and Research Appropriation to specify $16 million for statewide wildlife game surveys. And this is Pittman Robertson funds and Fish and Game funds for the match. We added $30 million of IJA money to the Department of Transportation, Alaska Marine Highway, for planning and design of a new mainline vessel replacement. To move into some of the discretionary pots of money from the IJA bill, we reduced the UGF funding for the following projects to $250,000 each. They were originally proposed at $1 million each. Those four projects are clean hydrogen research for the AGDC, in the Alaska Energy Authority, grid modernization and transmission projects, carbon technology infrastructure research at DNR, and mineral security projects for the university. And we have also removed all federal authority for all these projects. Now moving into section one of the bill, which is the fiscal year 23 spend. First item is sprinkled throughout the bill. It's the Alaska Long Trail. That's $14.75 million. On page two, line 21, is the Mariculture Grant Program. This was originally proposed by the governor for $25 million. We have proposed $5 million. On page three, line 33, is the school major maintenance fund, or major maintenance list funding for $100 million. This gets us to approximately project number 55 on that list. On page five, line 31, there's an increase to the Department of Fish and Game for their sport fish access appropriation. This is $4.5 million of Dingell Johnson funds that were freed up in the operating budget, and it's matched with $1.5 million UGF. On page six, line six, you will find the statewide deferred maintenance. It is now $50 million. That is an increase from the governor's proposed roughly $23 million. We increased it with UGF. On page seven, line 33, is the Snowmobile Trail Development Program. It's $250,000 of designated general funds. On pages 8 and 9 in Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, we have increased a couple of their programs. The Supplemental Housing Development Program has increased to $250,000. The Senior Citizens Housing Development Program has increased to $750,000. And the Teacher Health and Public Safety Housing Program has been increased by $17 million. On page 9, line 20, the state equipment fleet appropriation has been increased by $5 million. That's the Highway Capital Fund money. Page 9, line 22, in the Department of Transportation appropriation for state-funded road and bridge completion for $30 million. On page 27, line 21, in the courts, this is an increase to their budget or their appropriation of $3 million due to inflation costs on previously appropriated projects. The bids came back much higher, so they have asked for an increase in their funding for those security projects. Moving to section 4, this is the fiscal year 22 supplemental spend. On page 33, line 13 of the budget, this is the cloud migration project that we talked about yesterday in committee. It was originally removed from the first CS. This is bringing it back. This was a governor's proposed item. On page 33, line 31, the Kodiak Fire Hall. This was a GO bond project put forward by the governor that we have moved into the work draft before you. Page 34, line 5 is the governor's amendment. It's a grant to OTNA to clean up the Eagle Trail fuel spill for $382,000. Page 34, line 7 is the Alaska Community Foundation for Homeless Housing. This is $5 million. Page 34, line 12, grant to the Alaska Farmers Market Association for SNAP, WIC, and senior coupon doubling for farmers market purchases for $500,000. Page 34, line 21, is a workforce development grant to the Alaska Primary Care Association for the health care workforce pipeline program they operate. It's a $2 million grant. Page 34, line 32, Bering Sea Fishermen Association to improve the stock of origin analysis of Western Alaska salmon. And you will see a few salmon studies funded in this budget to help address the disaster that's occurred on the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers. Page 35, line 4, to the Bering Sea Fishermen Association for a genetic and environmental data study to create a predictive model to be able to predict where salmon bycatch occurs as the environment changes for $310,000. Page 35, line 8, this is a grant to the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association to convene the regional planning team on the Yukon to review the current draft comprehensive salmon plan. On page 35, line 11, this is a grant to the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association to do some community-based monitoring on the Yukon River watershed to help with get accurate counts of subsistence totals along the river. Page 35, line 14, is a grant to the Blood Bank of Alaska for a high-complexity reference laboratory for $2 million. Page 35, line 16, Bristol Bay Science Research Institute. This is matching funds to the institute to do a Nooshigak salmon stock assessment. Page 35, line 19, the Food Bank of Alaska infrastructure for Alaska's statewide food banks for $10 million. Page 35, line 22, Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. This is the Kuskokwim's version of the community-based harvesting monitoring that I spoke about for the Yukon. Page 35, line 26, this is also to the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission for a salmon stock assessment using environmental DNA. Page 35, line 29, also to the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission for the Tetlaksuk River assessment project to reopen or restart the weir there so they can get accurate counts for $170,000. On page 35, line 32, this is to the Kwikluk School for them to purchase a generator for $614,000. On page 36, line 11, Providence Hospital Crisis Stabilization Center for $8 million. Page 36, line 13, a grant to the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute to implement their workforce training program for $340,000. Page 36, line 16, the United Way of Alaska Restaurant and Hunger Relief Program. This is a continuation of a pilot program that was implemented during COVID for $500,000. Page 36, line 18, is another workforce development grant to the University of Alaska for the Maritime Works Program, also for $2 million. On page 36, line 20, Volunteers of America Alaska School-Based Mental Health Services, this is $960,000 to have mental health counselors in certain schools. Page 36, line 28, a grant to the Municipality of Anchorage for the Starner Street Bridge replacement for $1.5 million. On page 36, line 30, this is a governor's project that was originally funded with SLRF that we have proposed to fund with UGF. This is the City of Palmer Wastewater Treatment Plant for $6.9 million. Page 36, line 33, $9.4 million to the City of Amonoc to finish up their bridge port out there. On page 37, line 11, to the City of Haines to complete the LUTAC dock for $3.2 million. Page 37, line 13, a grant to the City of Homer for their large vessel harbor to match the Army Corps money to complete the general investigation feasibility study. Page 37, line 17, the City of Juneau's North State Office Building parking garage for $5 million. On page 38, line 8, you'll find Mount Edgecombe deferred maintenance for $6.1 million. This funds the top three projects on their maintenance list. And page 38, line 10, startup of school breakfast program for $600,000, and that's for 30 schools who currently don't participate in the school breakfast program. On page 39 in the Office of the Governor, you will find all the Coronavirus Capital Project Fund projects that I briefly spoke about earlier. I will walk through them. And this is the collaborative effort from the administration, the Senate, and the House to put this list together. On line 5, you'll find Old Harbor construction of a community center for $4.4 million. On line 8, the Anchorage Downtown Library renovations and remodeling for $2.5 million. On line 10, Association of Village Council of Presidents multi-purpose community facility projects. This is for six multi-purpose facilities for $10.4 million. On line 13, the Ilukiluk Family and Health Services Center, that's in Unalaska, $20 million. Line 15, Kaiwarak multi-purpose community facility projects, $12 million. Line 17, in the Matsu, there's a first responder training facility proposal for $8 million. Line 19, the Nenana Health and Wellness Complex. This includes their fire hall for $24 million. Line 21, in Petersburg, the Medical and Public Health Center for $20 million. Line 23, a Rampart broadband infrastructure project for $9 million. And on line 24, Spruce Island Development Corporation, Huzinki Community Internet Cafe for 1.4. And all those Coronavirus Capital Project funds, that's all federal funds. Moving to page 39, line 30, in the Department of Labor, Alaska Workforce Investment Board, Cross-Industry Skills and Training, this is also a workforce development grant for $2 million. Page 40, line 19, in DNR, this is part of the original proposal from the governor for his food security grant initiative. This is the electrical service portion of that for $3 million. And this is reduced from the governor's original request for this project. On page 40, line 29, this is a fix from the RPL process last year for the Eagle River Salmon Viewing Deck replacement for $200,000 of SDPR. page 40, line 31. Also from the governor's proposal, this is the Food Security Agriculture Incentive Grant Program for $3 million. On page 41, line 7, this is also from the governor's proposal for food security. This is the development of the Nentot Agriculture Region for $5 million to continue that work, developing that land there. Page 41, line 11, $2 million to the Plant Materials Center for processing and storage improvements. This is also a governor's request. Page 41, line 23, we have increased back to the original request the mobile and handheld radio replacement for Department of Public Safety upon receiving proper backup from the department on that request. Page 42, line 22, is the Municipal Harbor Matching Grant Program, fully funded at $20 million. On page 45, line 25, this is governor's proposed project. He used the Coronavirus Capital Project Fund originally as his source of funding, but we found out that that grant wasn't going to be accepted by Treasury, so we are proposing to fund that project with $20 million of UGF. On page 45, line 28, the University of Alaska Deferred Maintenance, this is $50 million for their projects approved by the Board of Regents. Going to move on to the language section now. In section 11 is a legislative reappropriation. Section 12 is the new Department of Family and Community Services. All these appropriations in this section are redistributing the projects that were in the Department of Health and Social Services. Due to the split, they need to be put in their new proper departments. Section 13 is fish and game language to allow the proceeds of sales of state-owned vessels and aircraft to be used for renewal, replacement, and maintenance of those vessels for both fiscal year 22 and fiscal year 23. Section 14A is the other half of the Department of Health and Social Services split. This is for the Department of Health. Section 14B is an appropriation for $5 million to the Department of Health for their Child Care Program Office for initiatives in the Child Care and Development Fund Plan for Alaska. Section 16 is a legislative reappropriation. Section 18B in the Office of the Governor, this is in the Department of Transportation. This is a governor's amendment to reappropriate funds from the Fairview Loop Road Project to the Tchacket Road Project, and that's $15 million. It's my understanding that that Fairview Loop Road Project has been federalized and it's moving into the STIP, so it will continue to be funded, and the Tchacket Road will be funded with the $15 million. Section 18C is a legislative reappropriation. Sections 21 through 29 are legislative reappropriations other than Section 24L and M. Sections 24L and M appropriate $25 million to the municipality of Anchorage, contingent on a $25 million match by the municipality, which can be in kind, for the purpose of preparing a full financial package for final investment decision for the Port of Alaska. Section 30 in the Office of the Governor added transition costs as an allowable use of the reappropriation. Section 31 is also a legislative reappropriation. Section 32 is the capital lapse language, and sections 33 and 34 are the effective dates.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grusendorf. There was a lot in there compared to the last 6 years in the state, and I think it's a reflection of the generous federal appropriations coming our way that we're able to reap some of the benefits of those dollars coming from Washington, D.C., and also it shows a little bit of pent-up demand, if you will, from a skinny capital budget over the last 5 or 6 years due to constraints from our revenues coming to the state. We're a little more flush, if you will, so to speak. At the present time, the budget reflects that major maintenance and school construction, major grants to the Matching Harbor Grant Program, University of Alaska Deferred Maintenance, State of Alaska Deferred Maintenance, $50 million in both buckets, but it still doesn't come close to meeting the demands of the up to $2 billion of deferred maintenance of state assets. We're doing the best they can because at the end of the day, we're trying to save as much money as we can for the future because the targeted savings that we do have are projected savings. And a year from now, if we realize those savings and oil continues to hover at $101 a barrel, we will be in a better position. So other members' comments? Seeing none, I'm going to remove my objection. Any further objection to adopting the CS? Okay. Any committee discussion? We're going to set, before I set the amendment deadline. Seeing none, the amendment deadline is tomorrow, Thursday, April 28th at 2 p.m. We're going to set this bill aside. Next meeting is tomorrow at 9 a.m. On the agenda is SB 39, ballot custody tampering, voter registration, bills previously scheduled or heard, and we're adjourned at 2:15.